Okay, so if you're watching this, you're either interested in a wizard sleeve bag or already have one. First off, you should know that the name is about to change. And second, this is how your bag comes, just like this. You have a dowel here and here, okay? So the dowel on top, this is for if you're mounting it on the rear. You'll have to excuse, this is a prototype right here. Okay, you can see the leather straps right here running through your bag loops, okay? That's a rear mounted. You don't need a dowel down here if you're mounting on the rear, okay? So if you're mounting it on the front, you don't need a dowel on top. So that's why we made this wicked easy to take on and off, all right? So your dowel from the top, this one's a little bit long, goes underneath. Now what this does is it keeps the bag from caving in on the head tube, okay? Now these are the straps the bag comes with. I'm undecided on these. I found that these Velcro straps that you can get at REI work better at holding the bag on the handlebars. So we'll probably have those included with the bag on the next one. So you have two rows here of attachment, okay? And these daisy chains have a few different slots you can run your straps through if you're running it on the front. So depending upon what your brake lever configuration is or what you have on top of your handlebars, you can move these around so it fits properly, okay? If you have a really tall head tube, then you'll be able to use the top. If you have a shorter head tube, then you probably want to use the bottom just to lift the bag up so it doesn't drag on your front wheel if you're not using a rack. A lot of you are going to have to use a front rack because you're not wicked tall or you don't have your handlebars up high enough. But wait until you get older. You're going to need them up. Then this bag's going to be great for you. All right, so to mount on the handlebars, just like this. I like these Velcro straps because you can get them wicked tight. This is going to stop the bag from bouncing around and hitting your front tire like I think it does with these straps that we included. All right. The straps we included do still work on the head tube. Now, something that you can do if you're still getting a lot of bounce and having the bag hit your front tire is come down here. You can take a look. I ran just a simple toe clip strap through one of these daisy chains. And what I'm going to do is attach it to the stem like so. And then I'm just going to lift up the bag and cinch it. That lifts everything up. So you can see there's a lot of space underneath there now. All right. Okay, if you're having trouble with your dowel coming out the bottom while you're bouncing around, that's okay. Just wrap some duct tape around the dowel. Duct tape is pretty useful, I hear. And then just put it right in there. And you got duct tape like whenever you need it. You can thank us later. How you pack your bag is also very important. You want to put the flat things. I like to put my pot right in the middle, and that's going to keep the bottom from sagging down where the tire is, okay? Throw your other shit in there. And then, y'all know how roll tops work.
Go.
And then cinch up that center strap while lifting the bag up, okay? Lift the bag up, really. Cinch it down, okay? And then throw your flap over the top, and you do the same with the buckles. Always helps a lot if you want to get this real tight to lift the bag up and pull. Lift and pull. So that's the bag set up just like that. And the way that's sitting, that's not going to hit the tire.
Action.
Now, if you're sick of unclipping all of these clips because it's quite the labyrinth, you just push the bag in on itself and it essentially becomes a basket. Flip that in, and all you got to do is clip these. You don't even have to clip those if you don't want, but if you want your stuff, it's right here. These side pockets are huge, but you don't need them, okay? If they're too tight within your handlebars on the front, just simply fold up the bottom, take the tab, pull it down, this on top, and you have a flat pocket.
Nice.
That's space age. Another feature, you can get a cargo net and attach it underneath the straps that attach it to the handlebar. So then you have your netting like so, okay? And then you can either attach it to these loops that are sewn into the side here, or you can attach it straight to the daisy chains, like so. Like so. Then you can keep shit in there. That's nice. So hopefully now you see that my product is space age, and it's really all you need for your bike packing or bike touring expeditions. And hopefully you never go back to those wagging boner bags in the rear, because this bag is space age, and hopefully it's space age enough for you.